Are you interested in the spiritual understanding and safety of the next generation? With so many occult, violent, and sexual themes prevalent today, our children and teens desperately need answers to refute evolution, humanism, and cultic beliefs. I'm Eric Barger, and today on Take a Stand Radio, we're going to introduce to you Larry Watts. He's a man with a plan, leading children to faith, then protecting that faith. Stay tuned.
It's time to Take a Stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Greetings, everybody. Eric Barger here. Take a Stand Radio is on the air. What a great program I think we have lined up for you here today with my friend Larry Watts from His Nature TV. This is about a brand new ministry for teens and preteens. It's cutting edge stuff, folks, and I know you're going to want to stay tuned. You can follow along with me at ericbarger.com, E-R-I-C-B-A-R-G-E-R, ericbarger.com, and of course with my guest Larry Watts at hisnature.org. There's a lot to say, a lot of information to give, so we want to get right to the interview I recorded recently with Larry Watts. Here we go. So with me on the phone is Larry Watts, and I want to give plenty of time to unfold exactly what His Nature TV and their ministry is. But first, Larry, tell us how a guy with a degree in architecture became one of the premier graphic and video editors in the Christian world and now has stepped into this new vista to found a new ministry, this late in life, by the way, aimed at the challenges of communicating the gospel and the defense of the gospel to teenagers and to preteens in the 21st century. Tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Well, my route in life was, of course, I graduated as an architect from college and was not a Christian at the time, but the first position I took was in Texas and worked for a firm where all the principals were Christians. It's a long story, which I can't share today, but it was through that initial exposure that I did, in fact, come to know the Lord, which was a major reorientation of my life. And architecture became, instead of my passion, ego passion, it took second place and became tent making. From there, it led me to God led me to seminary, studied systematic theology there, and my first ministry as a seminary student was a third grade Sunday school class. And that, I say to people, marked me for my life. I had eight kids, six from non-Christian homes, and God put a burden on my heart. That was a very major focus of my life as I studied Greek and Hebrew and all those things. And then during seminary, I became exposed to media ministry, and I saw the power of media to change hearts and use media with my kids in Sunday school. And so media ministry has been a lifelong passion and a work that I've been involved in, but it never transformed into television until about 9 years ago.
So the vision that that we're going to share with folks for what His Nature is all about really has been bubbling in your heart for a long time then.
Oh, definitely. I didn't know where the God was taking it, but it's definitely been a lifelong burden and exploration to see how to minister to kids through media.
Well, tell us now, you know, of course, you work with Dave Reagan and Lamb and Lion Ministries, and Dave's one of my favorite people in all the world.
Yeah.
And just so so grateful for that relationship. And that's how you and I met, even though we were working in recording studios apart from one another in the Seattle area, had no idea who each other was, but
that's
worked
right
there when we were both back in our before Christ days. And then, of course, you went to work for Lamb and Lion and just did such a great job there. So His Nature came about, His Nature Ministries, and really it is a media ministry, and it's going to be aimed at teens and preteens, and I think that's a great idea. For many years I've been saying that there is a desperate need inside the Christian church, and I kind of said this in my teaser at the very beginning of the program, that there's a desperate need to be able to refute what is being taught to our kids every day, 24/7, all around them, both in secular school, on television, in the music, in what they read. And I believe what your vision is so important. It's going to differentiate from anything else in teens and children programming that you see on Christian TV. And why don't you explain to us what the vision is for the ministry?
Sure. And again, as I've continued through the years and seem to focus on fifth graders a lot, but really the window is 8 to 14, and through Barna Research, it's been identified that it's a very critical area, 8, 9, 10, 11, where a worldview is forming. Burden on my heart is that you know, we have in Sunday school kids for a very short amount of time, a lot of distractions, and not there every Sunday. They always want to see a piece of media during Sunday school. They want to watch a DVD or something. And I kind of call this program like Sunday school on steroids. It's the most amazing platform to teach through media because you can make anything happen, whereas in Sunday school you kind of limited to what you can do. Through the special effects and through bringing up key people and bringing up visuals, it's very easy to build a very powerful apologetic. And that's where this kind of differentiates, I believe, is because I'm really teaching to counter what's out there.
Yeah, and that's what struck me. And, you know, since we're obviously on radio or being listened to on podcast, it's hard to explain what I know you're going to do. I mean, I've got the vision for this, and the more we talk, the more I realize that listeners needed to hear about this, because what you're talking about is putting together a cutting-edge program for teens and preteens that will help them to understand not only what we believe, but how to also communicate our beliefs to their lost friends and how to refute literally the humanistic and evolutionary culture that's being pushed all the time. So that's what struck me, is that you want to come from an apologetics viewpoint and teach it in such a way that it won't seem like it's some sort of a boring class that everybody would like to fall asleep in. It'll be taught in a fast-paced and animated way, and such. Animation is not the right word to use there, because I know it's not animation you're going to do.
That's
but
correct.
But it is. It's going to be the kind of programming that's going to catch the eye of people, and the kind of thing that adults would want to watch too.
Very key to all this is leading kids to faith in Jesus Christ and His Word, and then aggressively protecting it. And the format I'm using is not your typical, maybe even Christian format. It would look more like a History Channel show than a typical children's show. We're using a very high-end 3D virtual set, using computers on the set. We're using young hosts so that it is really a totally different kind of experience. Like I say, it's not going to be boring. And yet we're not using puppets. It's a more mature, sophisticated approach to counter what's out there, which is also very sophisticated.
I think, Larry, if folks who are listening right now, if you have internet access, this will really help you to catch the vision for His nature. If you go to hisnature.org, that's H-I-S-N-A-T-U-R-E, hisnature.org, you'll see Larry's face, Larry's smiling face here. And you'll also, the first thing you see underneath the logo at the top, it says, leading children to faith, then protecting that faith. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's the whole deal, is to lead people to an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ and then be able to help them protect what they believe, and not only just kind of circle the wagons, but be able to reach out into the culture with that belief system and refute that which is out there, all these other ideas that are, of course, anti-biblical, anti-God, literally anti-Christ ideas that are coming at us each and every day. And that's what caught me, is that it'll be that kind of program to be able to do something that no other teen or children's programming that's on Christian TV today is doing. And I can't wait to see the fruition of this come about, Larry. I know you can't either.
Well, you know, a key strategy, I call it inoculation. We're vaccinating against the pervasive media indoctrination that seeks to destroy faith in God and His Word. That's a principle I learned in evangelism. I've learned it's in marketing, they say, is if you can get ahead of the curve, you're telling the truth first, so when they see a lie, they can recognize it. That's our strategy.
That's great. You know, we live in an internet generation. I don't think I have to tell anybody that. And anyone with kids or grandkids knows how important their phones are, how important internet access is. They're living with their iPods, their iPads, all those kind of things. And what his nature will do will put into those formats information, programming that will be able to give answers to other kids around them, other teens around them, other unsaved folks around them, and other Christians too that maybe don't know how to defend their faith. And that will be so valuable. As a grandfather of four, I know that my grandkids will use this kind of thing. And I already see this. You know, when we have the cultists come and knock on our door, my one granddaughter is always interested in the answers that I give when I stand at the door and deal with them. And this will be the kind of programming that will be able to be shared through all those mediums, through the internet, iPods, iPhones, etc., to be able to help others have answers for faith.
The vision that I like to portray is there's so many places in our world today, even the United States, you can't go into many places in the United States. It's too dangerous, or there's not enough people to go into homes. But with a television program, I call it a missionary presence. And by the way, most people may not realize that if you are on a Christian network today, the major ones, you are on DirecTV, Dish Network, must-carry stations, and these go around the world. So one thing that's, to me, is extremely exciting is that this is truly a missionary movement. It's getting out where people can't get. Getting to children that normally would be unavailable, unreachable in our world today.
Well, and if we're going to communicate to the next generation and the generations after them, it's not that we are trying to compete with what the world puts out there, but we're going to communicate in the same way that the technologies around us allow us to. And, you know, the internet has everything you can imagine, both good and bad, and so we need to use it for the good, for the glory of Jesus Christ, and that's exactly what this is all about. A weekly TV show with all kinds of different avenues to be able to speak to the different issues around us, whether it's evolution, whether it's cultic or occultic thinking, giving answers. And that's what 1 Peter 3:15 commands us to do, to be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. And that's what I see you doing here, Larry. And, you know, so many parents and so many grandparents are so heartbroken today because of a teen or a child or a loved one that has gone off the deep end, who is living out in the world and isn't saved. And I talk to parents so often who are so heartbroken, grandparents too. And I believe your vision will be an antidote. It will help to really, as you said, inoculate our young people against some of the destructive philosophies that will really take them in the end away from God. It's eternal destruction of people that we're trying to prevent here. So my hat is off to where you're going with this vision. And again, I want folks to go to your website. It's hisnature.org. And just as soon as you have a trailer or a segment finished, we want to be able to have you back on and be able to point people to that trailer so they'll be able to see what we're talking about. Because for us to talk about it today just doesn't do justice to what I know you're going to do when you put it out in video format, and I can't wait to see that happen.
To give you an example of what one of the types of program that I have in mind is a rebuttal type against some of the things that are out there on the different channels like History Channel, Discovery Channel, things like that. One of these was supposedly the true story of Noah and the Ark, and it had this gorgeous footage of these actors portraying Noah and his family and all the story. Well, what did they do? The very first thing that they brought out was this nautical engineer, a ship designer, and he starts describing how it is impossible to build a ship of that size with the structural characteristics of wood, and they showed an animation, and this whole ark just kind of crumbled and sunk into the sea, and that's where they're going with that. Well, that was just a lie, and by the time the show was over, they had completely trashed Noah, the whole story. I mean, it was such a ridiculous thing, and yet it was done with such a high level of production value, animation, high-powered interviewers, experts, all these things. It would be, you know, very impressive, and it was just totally destroying what the Bible says about a true event.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, no disrespect to the creativeness of some of those channels, Discovery and History and so on. But, boy, the theology and the worldview that they're pushing. I remember, I won't name which one of the networks it was, but several years ago on Easter Sunday afternoon, they had a show that talked about how Mary Magdalene had invented the resurrection. So, you know, you don't want to listen to them to get your theology, but those networks are loaded with programs that do nothing but get people to question their faith, that are that bring doubt and fear in. And we need to be able to give the answers that will lift people up to the truth to see that indeed Noah's Ark could float, and in fact, I'm absolutely positive, did float. That's not a problem. But we need to be able to give answers, and the kids are being fed these other answers, both our Christian kids and non-Christian kids. And once we instill in our Christian teenagers and our Christian young people the need that their friends have to know the truth about these things, and then give them a really good-looking, well-produced tool to be able to show them the truth about what the Bible says in these different areas, then what a great tool, a great witnessing tool that kids will have to be able to literally put into the hands of their friends on their phones or their iPods the answers that will show them biblical truths. And again, folks, go to hisnature.org. I want to keep driving you toward Larry's site. He has some really good newsletters that explain what he's doing and explain the vision, the ministry. This thing is in its infancy, and we need to get behind him and help him to do this. We need to donate to their ministry. We need to pray. And I hope that you'll catch the vision for how important a ministry and programs like he wants to create will be in the future. And this will be the kind of thing that will go, these programs could go on and on and on right up to the rapture of Jesus Christ and even afterward. Amen?
Yes. And I want to make it clear that my goal here is not to create a Christian product. It really is to create a program that's free on the air. We're going to have a downloadable version, and we want this to be able to be accessible at no charge from downloading. You could burn a DVD. You could make it a ministry. We want it to be used by missionaries. We want it to be used by Sunday school teachers, churches. It really is an equipping ministry for others, and we want to be a channel of blessing to anyone who has a heart to reach kids. And the way we're doing this is we're blending science in the Bible and showing that they are completely compatible, and using intriguing questions to get kids thinking about topics that, well, I'll give you an example about time. What is time? You can't touch it. You can't see it. And yet time is something that's very interesting scientifically, and we know that someday there's going to be a thing we call eternity. Well, is that the absence of time? I don't believe it's the absence of time, but we're going to have time in a whole different framework. Jesus says that he's going to recreate the universe. So time is something that's an intriguing question. We address it. We talk things that, like Hezekiah, where the sundial went back. So we're giving things that are biblical information, but we're tying in science and other things, so we see that that is part of the real world, not just a little bubble of information that you only hear about in Sunday school.
That's it. We want to make this usable in the everyday world where it can be gotten at by those who we're trying to reach. And, of course, it will help substantiate our faith, too. It always helps us to hear someone to enumerate what we believe in such a way that we get it even better than we did before. You know, Larry, I'm impressed with the fact that I know this about you, and I'm going to tell on you for a second, that you walked out of your dream job. You literally walked away from something you could have done the rest of your working life, and you loved what you did, and I'm sure that you still have such great and fond memories. I know about your relationship still with the folks at Lamb and Lion and Dr. Dave Reagan, but you walked away from helping to produce and to make their show as spectacular as it is and as great as it is each and every week on channels around the world in every nation. And yet you walked away from that because this was the vision God had put in your heart, to produce these kind of programs to help to give children and teens the kind of faith that they need in the days that we're living in today. And my hat is off to you, brother. And again, when I said I hope people will give and will pray, I really mean both those things. And our ministry is going to be giving toward your cause here. We want to see it come to fruition. We want to see it grow and become what we know God will make it in the end. And, you know, we just need this kind of vehicle desperately to be able to share the truth with young people.
Well, taking a step of faith like that is not easy. And like I say, I've always prayed, Lord, don't make me so comfortable that I would not hear your voice. And you're exactly right. Working with Dave Reagan has been just an amazing blessing.
Well, and that's what's happening. You are taking a step of faith, really starting from scratch, building your equipment, then going to and building the set and all the kind of things. And the picture of the set that you have on your website is so thrilling to me, because it is the kind of thing, when you see it, you can just imagine how teens, preteens, and adults would be drawn to that kind of program to be able to receive the kind of information that you're going to put out. It won't be the kind of thing we hear coming out of some of the other channels that denigrates our faith. It's the kind of thing that substantiates our faith and then gives answers to the world around us. Well, folks, we've been talking today with Larry Watts from hisnature.org, hisnature.org. I encourage you to go there, read more about what Larry's up to. We're going to have him back on the air at some point in the future when he's ready to actually show us part of the product, and we'll of course be giving you all the links to the website where you can do that later on. Larry, I sure appreciate you being with me, brother. Any final words?
Well, you know, what's really exciting to me, I already have 4 PhD level men. I won't mention their name on the air today, but they've already agreed. They are excited. I have 3 apologists. I've got 1 archaeologist, another archaeologist. We're talking about it, but basically what I'm trying to do is bring people with great expertise on the show through this very kind of, it's almost more like Iron Man or something than it is, like you say, some class. It's not that at all. And when you see the set, you'll understand. And even that's not designed to be some kind of gimmick. It's just, it's in the genre of what kids are seeing in the movies and things. It's a place, or television, it's a place where we can have a platform to teach, bringing in expert testimony and establishing over and over and over again the reliability of the Bible, the trustworthiness of the Bible, the trustworthiness of Jesus Christ. And again, building case upon case that, you know, angels do exist. What heaven will be like? Can we trust the Bible? And using intriguing subjects like, where is the Ark of the Covenant? All these things, all are questions that have a lot of implications, and kids are interested in those, but we don't leave them with that. We keep building the faith that these are true events in recorded history.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be building a case, the case for faith. And once again, Larry Watts with hisnature.org, hisnature.org. Thank you so much, Larry. Can't wait to see where this is going, brother. We'll be praying for you and supporting what you're doing there. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, this is Eric Barger again back in the studio, and you have been listening to Take a Stand Radio. We're heard each week at this time. We've been talking to my friend Larry Watts of hisnature.org, hisnature.org. I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do with Larry's ministry. I know it's going to be great. Well, remember, you can find us on the internet at ericbarger.com. And if you're not currently in our database, we'd be glad to send you a free CD, a free info pack, and some newsletters. No obligation. It's free. It's all on us. We want to minister to you. And just click the TV or radio link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, how you found us, and we'll be glad to send you that info pack. If you don't have internet access, please call us at 214-289-5244 and just leave your name and your phone number and your address, and we'd be glad to make sure that you get an info pack as well. Well, each week I remind you that this ministry is brought to you on the radio by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. I'm so glad you joined me today, folks. I'll be here again next week for the next installment of Take a Stand Radio. In the meantime, please remember to keep taking your stand on the solid rock of God's Word. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
With nearly 3 decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week and encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
This is Eric Barger with a special message for our friends here on the Christian Satellite Network. To help support and expand the outreach of Take a Stand Radio, I have a special offer for you. This week, for a gift of any size to the ministry, we'll send you a packet of our first three Take a Stand journals. These handy booklets are loaded with insight concerning discernment, apologetics, Bible prophecy, and current events. This packet includes a special expanded journal of over 50 pages on the emergent church movement, and another whole journal dedicated to the topic of Mormonism. With articles authored by me and other choice defenders of the faith, this special pack of Take a Stand journals will be informative, challenging, and evangelistic. To receive your three-pack of journals, just make your best donation to Take a Stand Radio. To do so, call us at 214-289-5244 or visit ericbarger.com. Together, let's make a difference in a lost and dying world.